Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But the nefesh of the father, amen. We begin today's daf on Chet Amud Bet. We are starting from the Mishnah. Ha'av gole al yedei haben. The father goes to galut through the son, which is if the father kills the son b'shogeg, the father goes to galut on his account. Ve'ben gole al yedei ha'av, and vice versa. The son goes to galut through the father. If the son killed the father, b'shogeg, he will also go to galut. Takol golin al yedei Yisrael. Everybody is gole al yedei Yisrael, which means by killing Yisrael, the Yisrael golin al yedehen, and vice versa. Yisrael goes to galut al yedehen if they kill him. Yisrael golin, or Yisrael goes to galut al yedehen through them. Okay, well, I will explain all these cases over here. Chutz megir toshav. Okay, except for a ger toshav. A ger toshav is somebody that accepted upon themselves the shiva mitzvot b'nei Noach. We call them a toshav because they're able to live in the land of Israel. Otherwise, we gotta eradicate all the seven nations. So he has an ability to be toshav. He's able to stay. So it's mashma over here that if we kill a ger toshav, we don't go to galut. Or if they kill a Yisrael, they don't go to galut. It's much more that the law of galut does not apply to a ger toshav and a Yisrael combination. However, the ger toshav eno gole ela al yedei ger toshav. The only way a ger toshav will go to galut is by another ger toshav. The ger toshav killed the ger toshav, b'shogeg, then they go to galut. Much more, but through Yisrael involved, there's no galut gabe a ger toshav. The Gemara is going to explain all these cases. Comes the Gemara and begins, ha'av gole al yedei haben. You just told us in the Mishnah that the father goes to galut if he kills the son, b'shogeg. V'ha'amart, we learned in the last Mishnah, yetza ha'av maked beno. You said that if a father is hitting his child, right, he's giving him chinuch, he's hitting his child, and he kills his child b'shogeg when he's hitting him, he doesn't go to galut, because that's a mitzvah. So what do you tell me now that the father does go to galut? Gemara says, de gamir. No, Amishnah is talking about where the kid is obedient, and therefore the hitting is not necessary. What do you mean? We learned, even though he's obedient and even though he learns, it's still a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to hit the child anyway. So therefore, give me a case where the father hits the child and he goes to galut if he kills him. Where he's teaching him a trade. He's teaching him to become a carpenter. So therefore, is he teaching him to become the carpenter? It's not teaching him Torah. It's not teaching him a trade. And he killed him while he was teaching him the trade. Which means, even teaching a trade is a mitzvah. Like the Gemara Kiddushin said, one of the obligations of the father to the son is that he teaches him a trade. And Rashi says, even the source, look at Rashi, Bishuliyad Negri, Bilimud Harash Aitzim, carpentry, She'enu Melamedot Torah, Ela Umanut Shulia, okay? Chiyutahu, the Avzu mitzvah, Ala Av, the Lamedo, the Afina Lamikra, Perekabad Kiddushin, Echriv Re'eh Chaim Imisha, Asher Ahavta. It says, look at the life with the wife that you love. Hayim is his livelihood. He compares livelihood to the wife. Just like it's a mitzvah for the father to marry off the son, Isha, it's a mitzvah for the father also to provide a livelihood for the child. Keshem Shabib Hayab Hasio Isha, Kinektiv Kehulim Nechem Nashim Kahayavun Lamedo Manut. Ah, so if that's the case, so give me a case over here where the father who kills the son, b'shogeg, is going to go to galut. The Gemara says, which means so Gemara answers, the gamir umanuta achariti. The kid has a trade already, so therefore there's no chayuv to teach him for a livelihood because he has another trade. Then he's teaching him carpentry as an extra. That's not a mitzvah anymore. And he killed him b'shogeg during the teaching him the trade of nagre, which is the carpentry, and he died, and that's why he goes to galut. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Okay, comes the Mishnah, comes the Gemara, continues. Okay. Vabin goleh al yedeh ha'ab. And the son goes to galut al yedeh ha'ab. Means that the son kills the father, the son will go to galut. Now, just to keep in mind, that when it comes to a son killing a father, you have a few problems over here. Which is, number one, you have a killing factor, and you also have makeh. For every killing, you also have a makeh. So it's like you have two mitot over here that happened in the killing of father. First he's makeh him, and he causes a blemish, and then all of a sudden, eventually he dies. That's already considered makeh that leads to a death. Just keep that in mind. Comes again and says, Urmini, we have a question. Makeh nefesh. It says by the Eid Miklat, it says the word makeh nefesh. So what do we learn from the word makeh nefesh? Prat lemakeh abiv. It's coming to exclude makeh abiv. Why? Where do you see from makeh nefesh coming to exclude makeh abiv? So Rashi gives you the derash. First line. Makeh nefesh. Gabe oreg bishgaga ketiv lanu shama makeh nefesh bishgaga. That's by Eid Miklat. Prat lemakeh abiv. Shelo chayav galut. Who's chayav galut? Ela lemi shehakato tiluya benefesh she'eno chayav alav ela imken harago. Which means, what type of people do you go to galut on? Only on type of people that if you kill, so then you go to, then you have a death penalty. Yatsa make aviv shu chayav alav mita b'chamura b'alma. Which means only people that makeh nefesh, that if you hit them and they die, you are chayav mita. That type of scenario. Mashe'enke, when it comes to a father, even without killing him, you chayav mita. Even just on the habura, you chayav mita. So that she says, from the south of the, even if they kill the father, since he's the type of person, the father, that not only on his death are you chayav mita, even on his habura, yachayav mita. So such a person is excluded from the entire story of galut. Makeh nefesh. Only with a person who you kill him, the nefesh is talui on him. But a father, even his habura is talui in the nefesh. You kill the son for that. So it means a father is excluded from the situation of galut. But Amishnah said not. So we have a contradiction. So comes the Gemara and says, again, reading the Gemara again, let's get that. Urmini, we're catching makeh nefesh prat lemakeh abib. Amar Rav Kahana lakasha. So Rav Kahana comes along and says, no question. Ha Rabbi Shimon veha Rabbanan. Depends who you're going like, Rabbi Shimon or Rabbanan. The Gemara explains. The Rabbi Shimon the Amar henek hamur misayif. We learned already in Masechet Sanhedrin that the Bishimon holds regarding the Arba Mitot Bedin. He says Henek is more strict than Saif. Okay, it's a machloket. He says Henek is stronger. Shigigat Saif nitna lekapara. So he writes Saif, which is less than Henek, the Torah gives a kapara in galut. Shigigat Henek, but Henek, which is very strict type of punishment, lo nitna lekapara. It is not given to kapara, and therefore he says, well, we learned the Masechet Sanhedrin, when a person kills his father, he's Hayav two mitot bedin. He's Hayav Henek and he's Hayav Saif. He's Hayav Henek on the wound and he's Hayav Saif on the death. What do you do when you get two mitot? You give the stricter one. What's the stricter one according to the Bishimon? Henek. He holds Henek is not subject for galut because Henek is a very strict type of item. So therefore, our Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Braita that said that the son doesn't go to galut for killing the father is going like the Bishimon. Because every killing the father, there's two mitot. And which mitot do you give the son? The stricter one. And what is the stricter one? Henek. And the Bishimon holds, Henek is not given for a kapara of galut. Therefore, you can't go to galut. It's too strict. Galut is a kapara. You're not going to get a kapara for such a big avon. Where is the rabbis hold? The Rabbanan, what do they hold? The Rabbanan. The Amre Saif Hamur Mehenik, but the rabbis we go like that say Saif is more strict than Henik. Horeg Abi Bishogeg Shigat Saifu Bishigat Saif Nitna the Kapara. Very good. According to Rabbanan, a guy kills his father. What are the two punishments he's supposed to get? He gets Henik again for the Habura and he gets Saif. Oh, but he holds Rabbanan Saif is stricter than Henik. Saif is stricter. Oh, and we know that every Rotseyach gets Saif. Aminu Abi Rotzeach goes to Galut. So therefore, killing a father also is going to get Saif, so Saif goes to Galut. So if according to the rabbis that Saif is more Hamur, therefore you're going to give Saif. Killing a father is no different than killing a regular guy. Because bottom line, Saif is Nitan the Galut. So therefore the Mishnah that says that if a father is killed by a son that goes to Galut, is going to go to the rabbis that say what? Saif is Muhammad, and Saif always goes to Galut. Every murderer is Saif. Torah talks about a murderer going to the Galut, doesn't it? Every murderer is Saif. Including a father also. You know there's a Hanik also, but Saif is Muhammad and Hanik, so you give the stricter one. And therefore, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbanam. Let's just read the Rashi's over here for a second. Look at the third line in Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Damar B'Sanhedrin, Perek Dal Mitot. Hanik Hamun Misaif. Only there, according to him, Haureget Aviv Bechenek Bitnan Daf Pe'alef El Sanhedrin Mishin T'chayev Bet Mitot Bet Din Nidon B'Hamura. Says Mishin T'chayev Bet Mitot Bet Din. If a guy's chayev to Mitot Nidon B'Hamura, so he's Nidon B'Hamura. V'Ahoreg Aviv Chayev Shte Mitot She'oseh Chabura B'Aviv Min HaNechlakin Hen V'Makin Nefesh Min HaNehragin V'Kan Yesh Chaburat Abib v'netzicha. You have two things: the chamura and netzicha. Or Rabbi Shimon Damar chenek chamurim. Aya zem mezid aya bechenek. Makseb shu shogeg lo netna shigigato lekapara begalut. Im netna Torah kapara leshigat saif shu kala lo netna kapara leshigat chenek. The Torah only gave kapara for a saif, but didn't give kapara for a chenek. So Rabbi Shimon killing the father, there is not killing the father b'shogeg does not go to a galut. Or Rabbanan the amre. Saif Hamun Mechenek, Horeg Abim Shigat Saifu, Shere Idu Mezidaya, Nidon Bahamura, She Saif, Shigat Saif, Nitan Kaparat Galut. Exactly, if he was a Mezid when he killed the father, he would get Saif, because Saif is Hamur, and every Galut is Saif when you murder somebody. So therefore, killing the father is subject to the Galut.
Had it been a Mezid,
Saif. Had it been a Mezid, die. Had it been a Mezid, always Galut is a Shogeg right. Case. Comes again and says another answer. Rabba comes along and says another answer. Between the Mishnah and the Braita. Again, the Mishnah comes along and says the father goes to the son goes to Galut, and the Braita says the son doesn't go to Galut. So the first answer was Harabi Shimon, Harabanan. Now Rabbi gives the verse. Rabbi Amar Prat Leoseh Habura BeAbiv BeShogeg. You know it's coming to exclude a case where let's say the son gave a Habura to a father b'shogeg. Sakana dakamina kibadim mezid bar katanao b'shogeg nami legle kavash ma'alan. Which means, I would have thought like this. When it says in the Braita, makin nefesh, it's coming to tell you a hadush like this. Let's say a person doesn't kill his father, he gives his father a makkah. If he gave his father a makkah b'mezid, he's hayav mita. So I would have thought that if he does it b'shogeg, maybe he gets a galut. Normally you get galut only by killing. What is a death penalty, right? Mezid, you kill somebody, hayav mita, saif. So you do it b'shogeg, hayav galut. So I would have thought that maybe by a father, when a son hits a father, since if when he hits the father, he causes a chabura, there's a death penalty b'mezid, I would have thought maybe b'shogeg, there's a galut even on a haka'ah. Kamash ma'lan, that there is no death penalty on a haka'ah at all. Look at Rashi. Rabbama, b'raita name rabbanan. The Braita that says he doesn't go to Galut is also going according to the rabbis. But the Braita was not talking about where a person kills the father. The Braita is talking about where the son is makeh the father. The Braita that says it's coming to exclude a father is talking about a case where he didn't kill the father. He actually blemish the father. So therefore, really, I can tell you the rabbis agree with this bright over here. This bright was not talking about where he kills his father, like we learned according to Rabbi Shimon earlier. I can say really the bright does Rabbanan. And the case of where you're not killing your father. The person is giving him a blemish. So, a blemish, why would you go to Galut for a blemish? Well, of course, there's a death penalty by Mezid. So I would have thought if there's a death penalty by Mezid, maybe by Shogeg, there's a Galut. Kamash Ma'alan, even though there's a death penalty by Mezid, by Makeh Abiv, but b'shogeg, there is not going to be a galut sentence. Comes the answer says, "Kol golin ayedei Israel." Okay, anybody that kills Israel goes to galut. Kol golin ayedei Israel, aitu yemai. Kol golin, everybody goes to galut. They kill Israel. What is the call coming to include? That aitu ye eved vekuti, which means even the eved kenaani and the kuti, if they kill Israel, they indeed will go to galut. Kol godin adesef, even a eved and a kutit. We learned in a brayta, it said eved bekuti gole veloke al yedei Yisrael. Clearly, eved bekuti goes to galut al yedei Yisrael. Not only they go to Galut Ayyadei Yisrael, also get Malkut Ayyadei Yisrael. We'll see that case. The Yisrael go to Eved, okay, Ayyadei Kuti, and vice versa. If a Jew kills a Eved or a Kuti, he will go to Galut. So Eved and Kuti are in the Parashah. Yisrael kills them, Kuti kills them, both go to Galut. And they both get Malkut on each other. Give me the case. Bishlama Eved and Kuti go to Ayyadei Yisrael. I understand. Veloke, okay, Veloke. Gole de Katle. Okay, well, I understand. If the Eved killed a Jew, he'll go to Galut. If the Kuti killed a Jew, he will go to Galut. I mean, Gole de Katle, he killed him. Okay, no problem. However, Loke, give me a case of Loke de Latye. Very good. Which is if a Kuti or an Eved, let's say, cursed a Jew, you know how to curse. The Pasuk of the Torah says clearly how to curse. And if you curse another Jew, you get Malkut. So good. If they kill the Jew, they go to Galut. If they curse the Jew, they'll get Malkut. No problem. However, Ela Yisrael gole veloke al yedei kuti. The reverse. If Yisrael goes to Galut, or Yisrael gets Malkut because of them, Bishtama gole de katle. I understand the case of Galut, where let's say Yisrael killed the Kuti or an Eved, so the Jew will go to Galut. Ela loke amai. Ela, give me the case of loke. How will a Jew get Malkut for a Kuti? The Gemara says, "Delatye." What are you going to tell me that the Jew cursed a kuti or an eved? Doesn't work. V'nasi be'amecha lo taor be'oseh maaseh amecha. V'nasi be'amecha teaches me only chayav on cursing somebody that's oseh maaseh amecha, somebody that keeps the teriyag mitzvot. Eved and kuti are not chayav in teriyag mitzvot, only chayav in sheva mitzvot, or eved kanis only chayav in the mitzvot like a lady. So therefore, give me a case where a Jew will get malkut for doing something to a eved or a kuti. He curses them. There's no issue for a Jew to curse a Eved or a Kuti. It's only when Asiba Amicha lo Taor. It has to be Oseh Ma'aseh Amicha. So what's the case of Malkut? Ela Amar Abacha. Mari Yaakov. Kigon she'eid bo. Ve'uzam. The case of the Israel testified against the Kuti. And then, what did he testify against the Kuti? The Kuti is Hayab Malkut. And then the Jew guy became Huzam. So Vasitim lo kashe zamam. You tried to make the Kuti Hayav Malkut, so you'll get Malkut. So that would be a case where the Jew gets Malkut on account of the Kuti or the Eved. Oh, so Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara assumes he's considered Achiv. He's Achiv b'mitzvot, b'miksat mitzvot. He's Achiv b'miksat mitzvot. Yeah, but this is Eved Kerani. He's still Chayav in Mitzvot. Not like an old Tariyak, but he's Chayav in certain Mitzvot. Like a lady.
But he's Jewish.
But he's a man. So Gavran says, okay, wait. Well, once already you give me the Huzam case, you got to give the reverse case also. Dichvate, which means similarly, Gabe Eved, She'id Bo Vehuzam. You got to go to the other side. Which is the Jew testified against the Eved. The Jew testified against the Eved. He became Huzam. So that's the case of the Jew will get Malkut on account of the Eved. Now go the other way. And the Eved gets Malkut on account of Yisrael. The case must be talking about an Eved testified against the Jew, became Huzam, and now he gets Malkut because of that. What do you mean? Is Eved Bar Edutu? Eved is not Bar Edutu. That case doesn't work on both sides. The Jew can testify against the Eved. The Gemara asks, Eved Bar Edutu? Is the Eved Bar Edutu? You give me the reverse case that an Eved can testify against the Jew and he'll get the Hazamah. There's no testimony by an Eved. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela Amar Rav Acha ben Rav Ika Hakama Askinan Kegon Sheikahu Haka'a She'en Bashevei Peruta. The Jew hit the Kuti, beat him up, but a Haka'a that's not Shaveh Peruta's worth. The Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Yohanan Hikahu Hakaa She'en Bashevei Peruta Loke. Oh, that's the deal. What do you do when you hit a guy less than Shevei Peruta? The punishment is Malkut, which means there's a lot of sin. The punishment is Malkut, which is normally there's Tashlumei Nezek. When there's Tashlumei Nezek, then Kol HaMishalem Eino Loke. If you hit him less than Shevei Peruta, so then there's no payment. So what happened? The Jew hit the Kuti on a less than Shevei Peruta item, So therefore the Jew will get Bakut. Similarly, if the Kuti hits a Jew, let's just be brutal, I'll also get Malkut. Oh, but you're going to tell me, what do you mean? He's not also Ma'aseh Amecha. We don't make a hikesh between Haka'ah and Kilala. When it comes to cursing a Kuti, the Jew is not Hayav. When it comes to hitting the Kuti will be, the Jewish person will be Hayav. Now she says, top line, She'im bas shaveh peruta, she'im yesh bat tashlume peruta, because if there was a nezik of tashlume peruta, mishalem v'enu loke. Do you make a hikesh between cursing and hitting? So we'll say over, we don't make a hikesh. Therefore, if you hit him, less than shvei peruta, he will indeed get malkut. Yeah, so the Gemara Mishnah said, chutz me'al yedeh ger toshav. Okay, so we thought over here that a ger toshav is totally removed from the situation of galut. Meaning, if he kills Israel or Israel kills him, there's no galut on it. So chutz me ger toshav. So Gemara says, Alma ger toshav obed kochavimu. Must be you're treating a ger toshav like a goy. That if you kill him, he kills you. There's no galut by you, ger toshav. Ema sefa, but the Gemara didn't say that. At the end of the Mishnah said what? Ger toshav. Gole al yedei ger toshav. Clearly, the Mishnah said, ger toshav that kills another ger toshav goes to galut. So he's not a goy. You're treating him like a partial Yisrael that has the subject of galut. So make him a harir in the first part of the Mishnah then. Chutz me ger toshav. What is that coming to exclude? To tell me he's like a goy? He's not like a goy. Goy ger toshav, ger toshav, yes galut. Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, you learned wrong. Lakashya. The end of the Mishnah is talking about beger toshav shara ger toshav, like it says in the Mishnah. Can the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about beger toshav shara Yisrael, which is a ger toshav that kills Yisrael, he does not go to galut, which means he will not get a kapara. He's not zochet for kapara. A ger toshav kills Yisrael shara ger toshav yesh galut. A Jew can get kapara in galut for killing a ger toshav. But a ger toshav cannot get kapara for killing Israel. So when it said in the Mishnah, chutz me ger toshav, it means chutz me ger toshav sharak Israel she'en dai lo be kaparat galut. It's not enough to him for kaparat galut. But if a Jew would kill him, of course the Jew can go to galut. It's enough galut for kapara killing a ger toshav. And of course a ger toshav sharak ger toshav. So he's in the parasha, he's just not in the parasha in the sense that if he kills a Jew, it's too much of a sin. He's low, the Jew is higher. Too much of a avon for him to get kapara in galut. He needs a bigger kapara. We're not going to get him off so easily on that subject. That's not Kana's answer. Ika derame kera'e ahadadeh. So another way of reconciling this Mishnah. They brought a contradiction in Pesukim. Ketiv, one pasuk says, in Mamidbar, Levnei Yisrael velager velatoshav betocham tiyena shesharim. Really, it says in the pasuk that the arim of arim miklat apply to the ger toshav. Uktiv, it says in another pasuk, v'yu lachem he'arim lemiklat lachem v'lo legerim. Okay, so make up your mind: is the arim miklat shayach to the ger toshav, or is it not? Amar Rav Kahana lakasha, kam beger toshav sharag Yisrael, kam beger toshav sharag ger toshav. So why the ger toshav kills the Yisrael? The arim miklat is not given to them. Lachem v'lo leger toshav. But when a ger toshav kills a ger toshav, it's given to the ger toshav as well. All depends who the ger toshav killed. Okay, look at Rashi. Ger toshav, ger toshav, gole, k'nektar be'ejev, v'rechak, k'nektar be'ejev, eno gole, de'lo sagile begalut. Right? Lo sagile begalut. It's not enough for him to have the galut. Comes again, Gemara says, comes again, Gemara has a question. What do we say? Ger toshav that kills a ger toshav? He goes to galut. What do we mean? We have a contradiction. Contradiction right over there. Ben Noah that kills somebody. It's Hayamita. So what do you tell me? This is Stira from the last part of the Mishnah. Ben Ger Toshav Sharag Ben Ger Toshav Beshogeg Galut. Lama Galut. Ger Toshav Sharag Orgimoto. It's from the last part of the Mishnah. Beferush. Ger Toshav Sharag Ger Toshav Beshogeg. What does it say in the Mishnah? Gole. Lama Gole. Gemara says Lefichach. It's quoting Ger Beoved Kuchavim Shehargu. A Ger. Or a Oved Kuchavim, Shehargu, even Beshogeg, Neragin. Katani Ger, Dumia, Oved Kuchavim. And the reason why I put the ger and the ovet kuchavim together is to teach you. Ma ovet kuchavim. Lo shena de katal bar minne. It doesn't matter if the goy killed one of his own. Velo shena de katal de la bar minne. Or it doesn't matter if he killed Israel, not one of his species, ne'erag, in all situations. Av ger. Lo shena de katal bar minne. It doesn't matter if he killed one of his own, meaning a ger toshav. Velo shena de katal de la bar minne. Or he killed another Israel. In all the cases, ne'erag. So your question, what do you tell me goes to Galut? You have a stira, there's no galut, why you get to Shabbat Bechlal? Anytime you get to Shabbat kills, I don't care, Bishogeg. Even the Gemara says, Azaratan, Zui Mitatan. Once they were warned, the Shem was open, they know what? That's it, they warned. Then that's particular. Ashi, the Pichak, Asheva, Metzot, Nustavu, and they know what? Vikai Malan, Azaratan, Zui Mitatan. The warning is there. That's but the Pichak, Ger, Toshab, or Oved, Kuchim, Shargu, Neragim, if you should get Shem, and know what? You don't need Atra'a. I don't care if a goy killed another goy. Labar min oikad Israel. Av ger toshav shel katan bar minei ger toshav kimoto. The labar min Israel doesn't matter. In all the cases, a ger toshav he kills, he's going to be hayav mita. So what are you telling me, Galut? Amar Rav Hazdas. Rav Hazdas comes back. Kashia. Kan shanago derech yirida. It all depends which direction he killed them. And our Mishnah, that's the one that gets Moshav goes to Galut. Let's talk about where he killed them. Derech Yirida. He killed them on the way down. Kan, the bride, that's much that he goes, he gets killed. Sharago Derech Aliyah. He killed them on the way up. Remember we said in the Gemara, right, in the beginning of the Perek, Galut is only in the case of Derech Yirida. But if it's Derech Aliyah, there's no Galut. So Gemara is going to explain. Gemara explains. Derech Yirida. By Derech Yirida. The Israel Gale. In that case, a Jewish person goes to Galut. Iu name sagide begalut. So again, Toshav also, it will be die for him to go to Galut. But just like it's Mechaper on Israel, when it's Derech Yirida, so it will be die to Mechaper on a Geto Shav if he killed him Derech Yirida. However, Derech Aliyah, the Israel Patur, Hun Deherag. But Derech Aliyah, that the deen is, that what? That Israel is patur from Galut. Why is he patur from Galut? There's different ways of explaining it over there. When you do it, Derech Aliyah, so it's machloket, there's two ways to learn it. Some say Derech Aliyah is karov le'ones, that's why it's patur. Or some say Derech Aliyah is more karov le'mezid. There's two ways of looking at Derech Aliyah. But the point is, he's patur. So in that case, when he's patur, so then who nerag? He's going to get killed. Oh, now that's hard to understand. The Gemara is going to question in a second. But look at the Gemara. Look at Rashi. No Rashi. Oh, so let's get the logic again. Gemara says, all depends how he did it. The ger toshav killed his fellow ger toshav bederech yirida. Oh, so just like a Jew goes to galut bederech yirida, he ger toshav gam ken yelech le galut bederech yirida. Derech Aliyah, if a Jew kills Derech Aliyah, it's patur from Galut. For whatever reason, it is because he's too much honest. So on the way up, you have to anticipate that someone's going to die. On the way down, you have to be extra careful. Because that's the normal way, going down. Going up, he was going the reverse way. It's honest. Or do you say he has to be extra careful? There's two ways of learning why he's patur from Galut on the way up. But the point is, he's patur. So he's patur from Galut. So in this case, over here, Gentu says, what's going to be patur from Galut? Okay. And what are you going to do to him in that? Go back to the regular law of a ghetto shav. But this is a ghetto shav he kills. He has to die. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Gemara says, impossible. Amar le rava velav kavachomer. Make a kavachomer. Uma derech yirida Yisrael gale. Ihu names agele begalut. Derech aliyah Yisrael patur. Ihu neherag. Which means, you're comparing him to Yisrael. You tell me, Derech Yirida, the Jew goes to Galut, he goes to Galut. So you're putting them together. Derech Aliyah, that the Jew is patur from Galut because it's an onus, he gets killed for that. I mean, you went to the other extreme. Yeah, which means you put them together. Derech Yirida, Jew goes to Galut, he goes to Galut. Very good, that's the Mishnah, get Toshav, get kills Galut. So putting them together. And then all of a sudden you come and tell me, Derech Aliyah. That the Jew is patur from Galut because it's honest. Him you kill. Well, you just told me they're the same. And all of a sudden, it comes to Derech Aliyah, you give him a death penalty for that. The logic doesn't go. So Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, so Rava comes along and says, that what it says, Yikilim, is talking about Be'omer Mutar, which means the Ger Toshav killed his friend with Kavana. He wasn't Mezid, but he was, because he thought he was Mutar to kill him. So therefore it's Hayav Mita. But if he killed him Derech Aliyah, he's not going to be, which is really, if he kills him Derech Aliyah, he's going to be Patur like a Jew. Bishogeg, right? Derech Aliyah, Bishogeg, Jew is Patur from Galut, the Getu Sukhid Pazuk. But it says Getu Sukhid Pazuk, which is Hayav. And it's somebody like Kesu Shogeg. Kesu Shogeg, what type of Kesu Shogeg? Be'omer Mutar. He went on purpose. He went, he killed his friend. What are you doing? I thought it was Mutar. So Rava holds that Omer Mutar is considered a Shogeg. So that's a case of a Omer Mutar, that's a Shogeg, that indeed he's going to go to, not go to Gadud. That's the case where he's going to die. Look at that sheet. Omer Mutar, Nerag, Delav Bar Galutu. Okay, it's not considered a Bar Galut. What's going on? Amale, Abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, Omer Mutar Anusu. So what are you talking about? Omer Mutar is Anus. He thought it was Mutar. I couldn't do anything to him. Which means, why should he get killed? He thought it was Mutar. He's innocent. Amar le Sha'ani Omer Mutar Karov the Mezid. He's not so innocent. He should have learned. That means he's got no halakot. You can't call him a Mezid because he didn't know. But you can't call him an honest either because he should have learned the halakot. Look at that sheet. She says, yeah, that's it. You're not going to go explain now according to the reasons over there. So that's the case over here. So according to Rava, a person kills Bederek Aliyah Patur from Galut, because that's really an onus. Just like a Jew. So he makes everything simple. Derek Yerida, the Jew goes to Galut, Ger Toshav goes to Galut. That's the Mishnah. Ger Toshav Shara Ger Toshav Perush Bederek Yerida Bole. Kemo Shisrael Os. Beautiful. That's right. Derek Aliyah, the onus. The onus. Kemo Shisrael, the onus. So to buy a Ger Toshav, the onus. So what's the case where it's not an onus and it's not a galut case? Omer Mutar. Omer Mutar is somewhere in the middle. He thought it was Mutar. He's not a Mezid because he thought it was Mutar, but you can't put him off the hook either. Oh, so that case over there, he's going to get a Mita. Because he says, well, he's honest. He thought it was Mutar. He relax, he's not such an onus. You should have learned. It's kind of the Mezid. It's close to, can't call him Mezid either. Because he didn't know, but it's cut off the Mezid, therefore that case over there is going to get killed. Okay, comes the Gemara and says. So again, the key over here is. The key over here is. Oh, comes the Gemara and says, Ve'az do the Tamayu. Which is the Chazda and Rava having a machlok. Where's the Chazda? The Chazda is the rabbi that started this whole business. The Chazda came along and said, La Kashya. The Chazda gave the first answer. The Chazda said, Kan derech Yerida, Kan derech Aliyah. Why didn't the Chazda give the answer of Rava? And just in the case, talking about Omer Mutar. Well, it must be the Chazda holds that Omer Mutar is honest. That's why he can't give that case. Like Abaye. The Chazda must hold Omer Mutar is honest. And Rava Masod Omer Mutar is not honest. So where's this machloket? Where do you see Omer Mutar is honest, or do you see it's kind of the Mezid? So Gemara says, Va'azul Tamayu. They are following their reasonings. The Itmar. Okay, we have a statement over here. You have a Ger Toshav. He's aiming to kill somebody. He didn't know what he was aiming at, but Kasavur Behema. He thought it was an animal. The Nimsa Adam. Turned out it was a guy. He killed the Ger Toshav. He thought it was a guy there. It was an animal. Boom, he shot. Boom, he killed the Ger Toshav. Or the opposite. Not opposite. Kana'ani, the Nimsa Ger Toshav. It was Goy, and became a Ger Toshav. Basically, he was aiming at something that he thought he was Patur on, and they ended up killing someone who was Hayab on. Now that's a classic case of Omer Mutar. He thinks it's Mutar. Not halachically. It's Omer Mutar in his brain. Right, huh? What I'm doing now is mutar. I'm shooting at an animal. Those are moving against the getoshav. It's not a getoshav in the knowledge sense of learning halachot. It's a getoshav in the mitzi. It's a omer mutar in the mitziut. He thinks that he's killing somebody that is illegal. Rava Amar Hayav. Rava Kazogan says Hayav Mita. Why omer mutar karov the mezidu? Which means he should have studied it. Meaning, go look who you're shooting at first. You should shoot without investigating. he's kind of the mezid. Hayav mita. Lepazda amar omer patur omer mutar anusu. Okay, so they got the machloket. The Rashi, the Adzu Ta'amayu, the Chazda, the lo ba'el l'shinuye be'omer mutar kasvar anusu. The Rava, the Amar, nehera kasavur behema. Harezek omer mutar. It's like omer mutar. Shayalu l'lmod. Vavzayalu l'ayin. He should have analyzed before, just like we say, you should have learned the Isurim. You should have studied before you shoot the arrow. U'begetu shafaskinan. Okay, comes Gemara and says, question against Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda holds, Omer Mutar is considered honest. So Gemara has a question. Eti Rav Chisda, the famous case of Abimelech. Right? God punished Abimelech because he took Sarah, right? The wife of Avraham Avinu. Now, Avraham Avinu told him it was his sister. Sarah was his sister over here. And then God comes to Abimelech. And what does God tell him in a dream? Hinecha met ala isha asher lakahta. Behold, your chayav mita because you took an eshet ish, my love, bine adam. Which means bet din of ben Noach is going to kill you because you are taking a eshet ish. Now, that's kizom omer mutar. He thought it was mutar. Could you blame Avimelech? Abraham told him, hey, it's mutar to you. So, omer mutar. So, what do you see? Omer mutar is chayav mita. It's cut off the mezid. Why? Abimelech should have investigated. Yeah. Abimelech should have, because he says Ahoti, maybe he's scared of you. Maybe there's a reason, so you should have been Mayan. So you see what? Omer Mutar is Hayav, because it's considered Karov, the Mezid, Ashi. Maila, Bide Adam, Bide Mine Noah. Bezi Omer Mutar, Ekasura Ahot Avrahami. So Gemara says, La, no, doesn't mean that. Bide Shamayim. Really, Rav Chisda will answer, he was Patur, Bide Adam. Because he was Omer Mutar. And Omer Mutar is honest. What did God mean when he told him, you're hayav? When he told him, hinecham met, b'de shamayim. So, daikaname, we can make a deal from it. Dichtiv, mechato li. The pasuk says, God said, I stopped you from sinning to me. Implying what? That the sin over here was a b'de shamayim type of sin. Good. So, again, that's how Rav Chisda is going to answer. Got the question and answer again? Rava came along and said, I proved to you that Omer Mutar is Hayav. Abimelech is not an Omer Mutar case. He thinks it's Mutar what he's doing. God comes to him and says, Ya Hayav Mita. Omer Mutar is Hayav Mita. That's exactly Rava. Rav Chisda, what are you going to answer? No, God was telling you, you're not Hayav Mita Bide Adam. Omer Mutar is really Anus. So what is Hayav Mita? Maybe the Shamayim. And I prove it to you is Bide Shamayim. Because God says, Mehator Li. I stopped you from sinning to me, implying the whole business was in the Shem Shamayim, was a Bide Shamayim situation. Comes the Gemara and says, Gemara says like this, according to you, that says the whole sin was connected to Hashem, and therefore you cannot get punished Bide Adam. Now we go to Yosef. Yosef with Eshet Potiphar. Right? What does Yosef tell Eshet Potiphar? He says, how could I do this big avon v'chatati l'Elohim? He says, I'm going to make a sin l'Elohim v'lo Adam. Which means, what do you mean l'Elohim? If he goes with Eshet Potiphar, the sin is also punishable by Adam. That's Gidui Arayot. So what did Yosef, according to you, that you make the Yukim, Rav Chisda? Or said in the Pasuk, mechato li. See, that li is only talking about Bideh Shamayim. Okay, good. Now go and apply your logic to the Yosef situation. What did Yosef say to Eshet Potiphar? V'chatati l'Elohim. It's l'Elohim, but only the Adam. Ela, what do you have to say? Ela dino masur le'Adam. Which means it's a sin naked Hashem, but it's punishable on earth by Ben Adam. Hakaname dino masur le'Adam. That's what God meant when he told Abimelech. Mechato li. Your sin is to me, and it's punishable le'Adam on earth. Rav is able to answer that diyuk. If that's the whole inyan of diyuk, because it's mechato li, that's no word. That's not that. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at Nashi. Exactly. Yosef knew that she was Eshet Ish. Yosef knew that Eshet, but he works for. Okay, good. Comes Gemara and says, Etive Abaye Rava. Okay, so Abaye is coming back now to Iran again. Abaye holds Omer Mutar Ones. So Abaye comes along and says now. What does Abimelech tell Borei Olam after God has the claim against him? Hagoy gam tzaddik tarog. Which means, are you going to kill the goy even though he's a tzaddik? Which means, what do you want from me? The pasuk says, what do you want? He told me that it's his sister. He told me it's a brother. So according to Abimelech, even if he would commit the sin over here, he holds that what? That it's okay. And you don't see God answering Abimelech anything back to that claim. Which means, Abimelech comes back to God and says, I know what you want from me. He told me it's his sister. She said it's his brother. So what do you want from me? And you don't see Borei Olam coming along and saying, well, so what? You should have learned. You should have known. Yeah. You know what he said over here? Abimelech is claiming back, Omen Mutar. And if Omen Mutar is honest, that's exactly like Abaye. Rava says, Borei Olam did answer him back. Hatam kedeka me'adere alave. He answered him back. He told him, Ve'ata hashiv eshet ta'ish ki navihu. What did God tell Abimelech? Do me a favor. Give back the man's wife because he's a prophet. Now, what did you got to throw in prophet for? But if he's not a prophet, you don't have to give back his wife? Only because he's Eshet Navi? So the Gemara is Eshet Navi, who te tehdar? De lav Navi, la tehdar? Ela, keda amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, da amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, amar Rabbi Yonatan. Hachi ka amar le. This is what God told Avimelech. Ve'ata hashev Eshet Ha'ish mikol makom. Return Eshet Ish, no matter who the husband is. Because you got to return it because Eshet Ish. And that claim that you told me a second ago, you're claiming that you're innocent. What do you mean? I thought it was a sister. Navihu. Avraham is a Navi, he's a Chacham. And you should have learned from him. And you did learn from him. What did you learn from him? When a guest comes to the city, what are you supposed to talk about when the first thing he comes into the city? You need a place to stay. You need something to eat. You need something to drink. Is that the first question you ask a guy when he comes into the city? Who's the lady? Is it what? Derech Eretz over here. Which means, so what do you want? Avraham's a Hakam. Once already he saw you asking this question, he knew he's in trouble. So he had no choice to come along and say, so you're not innocent, Abimelech. You're not innocent. This is Eshet Navi over here. And therefore, that God said that Abraham is a Navi, he was trying to say that, not that Abraham tricked him, you caused it. You caused it to yourself. What do you ask such a question for the first thing comes into the city over there? And therefore, if you would have went with Sarah, you would have been guilty. You cannot come along and say, I didn't know. Or maybe God didn't answer him. She's Abba's answering back. But his claim was, he said, I'm innocent. What do you want from me? You don't see God telling you anything. Abbas, he did tell him something. Give it to him back. He's a Navi, this man over here. And then he's a Hakam. He knew right away from your question what you were intending to do. Because Abraham knows the Derech Eretz. Abraham knows the etiquette. The protocol is, a guy comes to the city, he asks him about his lodging, he's about his food, not right about his wife. And therefore, Mikanshi ben Noach neherag, Shayalu l'lmod v'lo lamad. From here you learn that Ben Noach is the herag. Shayalu l'lmod. He should have learned the protocol of the Derech Eretz. V'lo lamad, therefore he's going to be hayal. Let's just see Rashi. Any Rashi that we skipped over so far? Look at Rashi in the bottom Rashi on the page. Kedekam me'adele ad labev, lo hoda lo l'dvarav. God did not agree to him. She'eshiv lo teshuvah shayam mita. He should have learned the proper derech eretz. Okay. So me, eno gole derech yudar bimir me gole, blind man that kills b'shogeg. Machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says eno gole. Rabbi Meir says gole. Okay. We have to check this out in the Gemara. Hasone. Okay. An enemy. Even if he killed Beshogeg, I guess because you can't say Shogeg really. No such thing, Shogeg. He hates him. So you always say there's a little mezid involved. He killed him, must be on purpose. Hasone eno gole. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Hasone neherag. Wow. Which means you kill a sone in bed without even hatra'ah. But there's a kumu'ad. It's like he has hatra'ah already. normally before you kill a guy, you gotta tell him, if you do this over here, I have mita, why do you have to give a warning? Because maybe you can say, I was shogeg. I didn't know it was a surah. Why are you killing me for? So give a warning. But a soneh, you could assume he's doing it bemezid in order to kill the guy. So a soneh, they rag. Mepneshihu, kem mu'ad, rashi. Kem mutre ala be'omen al hatra'a devadai leda'at harago. Good? Rabbi Shimon Omer, yes soneh gole, yes soneh she'enu gole. Depends. Sometimes a soneh goes together, sometimes it goes together. Zeklal. Which means, if he can come along and say that he did it, or we could come along and say that it was ledaat, that's a hadan, it's because kavana, there's no galut on that. But if it comes to, he could say it's a galut situation, it was shogeg, that is a gole, all depends. Ashi. Yes, sone, she'enu gole, velo neherag. Kol hariga, she'cholim lomar, al hariga, zu she'ledaat haita, enu gole, fish'ashu du alkak, lefot sememezid. שלא לדעת הרג כשהריגה זו ודאי שלא לדעת שאלה אדם יכול לומר עליה לדעת הייתה גולה גמרא זה say the cases so מי שמון says it depends every case got to judge individually okay we start תראו רבנן it says by the situation of a in מקלט בלא ראות right the pasuk is אבן אשר ימות בה בלא ראות okay hit him with a rock בלא ראות ראות is coming to exclude סומה If some arag doesn't go to galut, below reot. He didn't see the guy is killing, but he sees everything else. That's the deal. Below reot, he didn't see the guy over there that he was killing. That there was a guy standing there, but he sees other things. Prat to a guy that doesn't see anything, and she says, below reot, prat to some demash, but kan lo ra'a. Aval ru'eh b'makom aher. Prat to some shenu'eh b'shum makom. It's coming to school, and some doesn't see anywhere. דברי רבי יהודה, רבי יהודה, בלא ראות לרבות את הסומה. אדרבה. He comes along and says, it's coming to include the, that he also goes to galut. So Gabriel comes along and says, מה הייתה מד רבי יהודה? What's the logic of רבי יהודה? דכתיב, ואשר יבוא את רעהו ביער. It says, the pasuk says, if a person comes into the yard, he sees his friend in the forest. So the Gemara says, "Afilu Some." He can also come into the forest. Some is included, right? Can Some go into a forest? Yes. Ata beloreot ma'ate. The beloreot comes and excludes. So the ya'ar comes to include anybody that comes into a ya'ar is including a Some, and this comes to exclude. That comes to exclude. Who's that talking about? A Some. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, "Rabbi Meir." בלא ראות למעט בבלי דעת למעט have a מיעוט אחר מיעוט and אחר מיעוט מיעוט אחר מיעוט אלא רבות we have two exclusionary terms it says בבלי דעת בבלי דעת is coming to exclude the סומה the סומה has no דעת he has no idea what's going on and that's a מיעוט and it also says what? בלא ראות also so you have two exclusionary terminologies בלא ראות בבלי דעת exclusion what's the deal on two exclusions? אין מיעוט אחר מיעוט אלא לרבות ורבי יהודה what does רבי יהודה do with the double negative בבלי דעת פרט למתכוון הוא דעתה that's coming to exclude a case of a person that was killed בכוונה which means בבלי דעת פרט to a case where he did it בדעת פשוט so therefore you have no ראיה to a מיעוט okay look at Ashi anything Nothing. Okay, Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosef ben Sone neherag. The guy who Sone kills somebody, you kill him. Abhalu atrube. You didn't warn him. Don't you have to give a warning before you kill somebody? But itin Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudai, we saw the shita already. Netanya, Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudai omer, Haver eno sarich hatra'a. Tamid Akam also doesn't need hatra'a. Why? Because he knows the law. לפי שלא נתנה התראה אלא להבחין בין שוגג למזיד. What's the reason of התראה? Because otherwise the guy come to bet the murderer and say, I don't know, I didn't know the halakha. So you're going to kill a guy? God knows, God will take care of him. But the guy bet din, the guy always has an alibi. Hayti shogeg, you can't kill me. Haver doesn't have that alibi. Haver, we know he knows the halakha. Haver אין צריך התראה. So just like a haver אין צריך התראה, Sunnah also. What? You have a doubt that this guy was not bemezid? He hates the guy. He doesn't know the halakha. I hear you. Look at Rashi. להבחין בין שוגג למזיד שלא יכול לומר לא הייתי יודע שאסור.
That's a חבר.
Yes, a good question. Yes, a good question. He says over here. ונמצא שיש שתי סיבות שצריך התראה. להודיע לחוטא שמעשה זה אסור מן התורה. כמו שקלטה, זה אסור מן התורה. זאת אומרת, חבר אז אני יודע להתראה. להודיע שדבר זה הוא גוף האיסור. שכן יתקן שיודע הורג שאסור להרוג. He could know the הלכה. אבל סבור שעומדת שם בהמה ולא אדם. He can also say, אומר, התורה זה בהמה. It's another, the התראה fixes that also. The התראה says, that's not a בהמה over there. That's if you do, if you shoot this bullet, זה בי חייב. או שסביר שחתיכה זה הוא שומן, ולא אם הוא יתיק את שומן, ולא תיק את חלב. Meaning, you know, if you eat חלב, you're going to be חייב איתה, he takes it שומן. או שכח שהיום שאין לנו את שבת. ולעניין זה חבר ועמר שווים, in that sense. כל זה הוא לדעת רבי יוסף ליהודה, אבל רוב התנאים סוברים שהתראה היא הלהקה שצריך תורה. זה השכות רבי יוסף. איגב זה סברה פרה התראה. Others argue on רבי יוסף, תנאים. They say, no, you need a התראה, קוסטורת זה שלי לי התראה, שאפילו ברור, even though you know for sure he's doing it, he's doing not, וגם יודע and all that, the Torah will not give a punishment until he has a התראה. So again, that's why חבר doesn't need a התראה, because again, you have to assume, because he's a חבר, he knows it's Shabbat today, and he knows that this is חלב, and he knows also that it is going to be אסור. Okay, let's apply that to a case of a sunnah.
He says, yeah.
I want to say your question and then say the answer. But the question then is, okay, sunnah. So that doesn't need hatra'a. Why does it say that in hatra'a? Oh, because we know for sure he's doing it b'mezid. He's doing it b'mezid. What do you mean? Maybe the guy thinks really that it's chazasur, but this case over here is mutar. he says an alibi when it comes to Medina. He could come along and say, I didn't know. But, which means he's doing it b'mezid. I have no problem. He's doing it b'mezid because he hates the guy. But he said, did I know that it's chazasur? Unless you have to say that it's talking about a sunnah that's a chaver. That's the Gemara's answer. He was a chaver. The sunnah that's a chaver. Ah, so it's a shiu chaver. What is he hatra'a for? We already know his intent. And we know he knows the law.
But chaver doesn't need it.
That's the Gemara saying. What the Mishnah said. Sunnah. Eino sarik hatra'a.
What are you adding?
No. They get begalut. It's not going to. We're talking about galut, right? So we're discussing people don't go to galut. So a sunnah doesn't go to galut. Why? Because it's the din of the chaver. Amishnah's following the shita of Rabbi Yosef. Amishnah's following the shita of Rabbi Yosef that holds chaver and sunika hatra'a, and therefore this sunnah shu chaver, since he doesn't need a hatra'a, you assume he's mezid. Therefore, it's going to galut. We're discussing a galut issue of it. This is not the source of Rabbi Yosef.
No,
Rabbi Yosef made halakha chaver and sunika hatra'a.
And the chaver also wouldn't be galut.
I would also not be golem.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not because he's a sunnah, it's because he's a chaver.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Because the Mishnah is talking about sunnahs. The topic of this Mishnah is sunnah. The Mishnah says, yes, sunnah, she gole, yes, sunnah, she eno gole. The Mishnah is sunnah issue. So we're just saying, the sunnah that the Mishnah said, she eno gole, is a chaver. And the subject of the Mishnah is not chaver.
Right, but Benny's saying the Mishnah at the end of the day.
No, I know that, but that's not the subject of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the subject of sunnah.
Sunnah Nehirag.
Finish. That's our Mishnah. Okay, so therefore, the case is talking about where he's a sunnah chaver. So therefore, he loses. He doesn't need a hatra'a because he cannot come along and say, "I was b'shogeg." Oh, b'shogeg, you're a sunnah. So you lose that, and he's a chaver. So he can't claim along and say, "I didn't know the halakha." So therefore, a sunnah right away is katzin mutre ve'omer. That's why it says in the Mishnah, "A sunnah." Rabbi Yosef omer, "A sunnah ne'erag." Mepnei shehu kemu'ad, because he's like a Mu'ad, it's like already he's warned. There's no galut. The Bishamon Omer. Now we get to Bishamon. Yes, Sone, Gonev, Yes, Sone, Sheno, Gonetania, Ketza, Damar Bishamon, Yes, Sone, Gonev, Yes, Sheno, Sheno, Gonev. Give me the cases according to Bishamon. Oh, so the case is talking about where he's lowering a barrel with a rope and the item fell on a person that he hates. Depends. Nifsak gole, nishmat eno gole. If the rope broke,
snapped.
You could say he's a shogeg. But if he slipped out of his hands, then you don't say that. Then everybody say the guy did it because he's a because he's a sonet. Rashi. Nifsak chayvel minapal alav en lomar bal ledaatze. You don't say he prepared it that it's going to snap. It snapped. Nishmat chayvel miyado v'nafla alav enu v'sheish lomar ledaatasa. Slipped out of his hands. You can say it's a daatasa. Okay. V'atanya the Gemara brings a stira. V'atanya Rabbi Shimon omer le'olam enu golem. He does not go to galut ad shishamet mahatzalo miyado until the ma'gila, that's the item that they used to tar the roofs with,
trowel.
Until the trowel or the item that they plowed, they tar the roof with, slips out of his hands, and he kills him. Which means, according to Rabbi Shimon, which is talking about a soneh or a hev, they don't go to galut if the item broke, only in the case where it slipped out of his hands. That's when you go to galut. Rabbi Shimon gave a rule. Eno gole, there's no galut ad shi shamet, until the item slips out of his hands. So we have a double question over here. Kasha, nifsak, and nifsak. You just told me the first case. Nifsak is a case of galut. Here you tell me nifsak is not galut. Kasha, nishmat, and nishmat. You just told me the last right of nishmat, no galut. And here you tell me nishmat is dafka the case of galut. But he's again, Rabbi Shimon just went against what he just told me. The only time you go to galut is when he's tarring the roof over there, and it slips out of his hands and falls out of his hands. What do you mean? You just told me falling. Falling is not falling is considered worse. Falling is considered like a mezid. And now you tell me falling is go there. Nashi mahaslo. What is mahaslo, by the way? Who magila? שפעמים שטחין מחסלים שהוא כלי אומנות של בוני יש לי זה לא יש לי שטראול she says that word בלעז שטראולה okay because God says answer נשמת הנשמת לקשה you had a question נשמת right it stopped out of his hands באוהב בשונה okay easy answer the bright that said what is חייב גלות is talking about אוהב. The guy that got killed was an ohev. So you give the benefit. You don't want to kill him. Okay. Ha, besoneh. Okay, the first bride that said he's hayav, he's not hayav galut, meaning he's a mezid, he's a soneh. Okay, easy answer. Nifsak and nifsak like a sham. There's no question of nifsak and nifsak. Why? Ha, rabbi. Ha, rabbanan. Rashi. Big Rashi over here. Nifsak and nifsak like kasha. Why? Because one brayta said nifsak is a galut case. The other brayta is mashma nifsak is non galut case. Only nishmat is a galut case. So make up your mind. Nifsak and nifsak. Ha, diktari nifsak gole. That what the second brayta said. That what the first brayta said. Nifsak is gole. Afilu besone. Even besone. That's the hadush. Dikol sheken beohev rabbanan. Vanibad Rabbi Shimonu. The Amar Nishmat Barzel Mikato. The Arag Gole. Jesus, how do they learn the case of the axe? The axe handle flew off the wood and went and killed. So what do we say in that case? Go to Galut. The Nifsaka Hevel Dumyad the Nishmat Barzel Mikatohi. Which means the rope snapping is similar to the axe. Metal head falling off the handle. Shinishara eged biyado. Right? The guy's left with the rope in his hand. Just like he's left with the axe handle in his hand. Just like the banan say, when he's hitting and the thing goes flying, he's holding on to the axe and he's hayav galut. Similarly, nifsak, he's holding to it. That's the case of galut. Diktani nifsak enu gole. Ah, the other bride that said, no, nifsak and don't galut. Rabihi. He learned that the case of Nishmata Bazeh Mikato, that's not a case of galut. The case of galut, according to the Rebbe, was the tree. He hit the tree, and the axe handle, the axe metal caused the tree to fling off the tree and hit somebody. But he didn't hold the case where the axe handle flew off. The Hu Adin, Lechebel HaNifsak, Ad Shi Yishamet מחצלו מידו שאין נשאר בידו כלום דומיד מן העצם את בקיה. Similar like the tree. When you hit the tree, there's nothing left in your hand. The tree itself went flying. Similarly, Nishmata ze miyado. That's the case where you go to Galut. The second Braita is Rabbi. Because we're making the mahloket between the two Braitot, Rabbi and Rabbanan, what the classic case of Galut of the Torah is. Mm-hmm. Rabbi that holds the classic case of Galut of the Torah is talking about where you're still holding on to the axe. It's not the axe that's doing it. It's the piece of wood that went flying. That piece was not in your hand. It's beyond you. That's like the case of what? Nishmat ha-habit miyado. Nishmat ha-travel miyado. Masha'en ken, according to the banan, they say no. Nifsak is the classic case of galut. Similar to the case of the axe. You hit the axe, the axe item went flying, but you're still holding the handle. Will there be a debate of Shimon? Okay. En lecha sone gole. According to Rabbi, you'll never have a case of soneh that goes to galut.
Why?
Why? Right? Because right? You never give him the benefit of the doubt, according to Rabbi. Because according to Rabbi, what's the case according to the case of galut? Only if
you let go of the
it slips.
Your hand. So if you're holding anything,
so if you're soneh,
you're doing it purposely. Right. So according to the B, all the sonehs will not go to En lecha soneh goleh. And according to the rabbis, you have soneh goleh.
Of course.
But it snapped.
He's holding on to the rope.
Right. But it snapped. According to the B, snapping is not a case of galut. It's not a case of galut. According to Rabbanah, no. Snapping is a case of galut. So you'll have a case of soneh goleh and a case of snapping. Whereas according to the B, snapping is not a case of galut. All you have a case of galut is Nishmat, and Nishmat by Soneh, we say he did it on purpose.
Exactly.
So we have no case. Kach matzati gritsa b'shuvat ge'onim v'chein ikar. Okay, now she liked it, so we're good. V'gritsa t'sfarim m'shubesheti. Okay, and the gritsa of the other sefarim is m'shubeshet, v'ta'ul, and Moshe v'tahim l'shvat ha-barzel, v'yishal l'amidah v'faresh t'fsak l'fsak, l'kashah, v'yohab v'soneh, d'an kurhak, atitra v'sak gulim v'soneh, v'furish v'yach t'umane akhtar. Okay, so she now brings a different gritsa, our purposes, and then he doesn't like the gersa. It doesn't work. So let's review according to what we want to say over here. Let's review the sugya over here. When you learn our Mishnah says, let's read Mishnah. Hasone eno gole. Okay, that's a straight out statement. Sone does not go to galut. Why? Because you got to assume that the sone did it be kavana, and therefore he is a mezid. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Asone Neherag. You kill him. Shehi Kemuad. And we learned the Gemara is talking about Asone that is a Haver. Rabbi Shimon, Yesone Gole. Yesone She'eno Gole. It depends. Oh, so how do we answer? It depends. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, we said, it depends which how he killed him. He's lowering a barrel down. If it snapped, we say it's honest. It's no Gandut. If it fell out of his hands, so then already we assume that it's that's not onus. I'm sorry, it snapped. It's galut, not onus. It's galut. Shogeg. And if it fell out of his hands, it's considered a mezid, and therefore he'll be neherag. We say he did it on purpose. Oh, we have a stira from another bright that it's mashma the opposite. It's mashma that dafka nishmat is a galut, and nifsaka hevel is not a galut case. So the Gemara wants to answer. I can answer Nifsak and Nifsak, and I can answer Nishmat and Nishmat. How am I going to answer Nifsak and Nifsak? Oh, so Nifsak and Nifsak, that's the snapping, how to be Hakamim. Depending on how you can consider the classical case of the axe. If you hold like the banan, that they talking about where you're holding the axe and the other thing went flying. Oh, so that's the case of Nifsak and Nifsak, that's the case of Galut. So therefore, a soneh will go to galut in the case of the fsak. That's the first braita. However, according to the B, no, that's not a case of galut. The case of the galut is talking about where the wood went flying. The wood went flying, that's not a case of nifsak chayvah. That's a case where it's nishmat. And that would be the second braita. The nishmat the chayvah. So according to the B, Shimon, according to the B, you'll never have a case according to the B Shimon of a sunnah not going, or a sunnah going to galut.
Correct.
So with the Shmat. And what's the answer? The Shmat and the Shmat, like Kashia?
Arab
and Arabi.
Right.
The reverse. Oh, we have sunnah. It's simple. The Shmat is easy. The Shmat is we have sunnah. The first bright that came along and said, what? that nishmat. It goes to is hayav. That's about sone. Sone nishmat is hayav. Not hayav galut. Hayav mita. Right? All according to Rabbanan. Nishmat is hayav mita because it's sone. The second bright is nishmat is gole. What do you mean? How can nishmat gole? To nishmat is neherag. I said, well, Ohev. Okay, Ohev is no problem. Ohev is, somebody was mistaken. They wanted to die.
And that's both of them, right?
And that can be both. That can be quite everybody. Well, Ohev.
Ohev.
Yeah. Quite everybody. You're going to be willing to be everybody.
Look at
that.